Hello, this is Auntie Irene again, and I've got another parable from the Bible to tell you today. The Bible story today is about two sons. You can find this story in Matthew chapter 21 and verses 28 to 32. That's Matthew chapter 21 and verses 28 to 32. I've got a verse from the Bible too, which links into our parable. It comes from John chapter 14 and verse 15. And it says, Jesus' words, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." That's John chapter 14, verse 15. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." Do you like eating fruit? Oranges, apples, grapes, they're delicious, aren't they? My favourite are grapes. Grapes need a lot of sun to make them grow, and they grow well in the country of Israel where Jesus lived. We're going to hear about a place where grapes grew in today's Bible story. It's called a vineyard. When Jesus was here on earth, he often taught people by telling them stories. We call them parables, a story with a special meaning. And this is one of the parables Jesus told to help us to understand more about God. He was teaching some people who thought they were better than others. He wanted to teach them how important it is to do what God says and not just to pretend to love him. Jesus began his story by saying, "Tell me what you think about this." So listen hard, and we'll see what we think at the end. Jesus said there was once a farmer who owned a vineyard. Do you remember what grows in a vineyard? Yes, it's grapes. It's hard work looking after grapes. The soil has to be dug. The weeds have to be cleared. Stones have to be taken out of the way. The plants have to be watered and cared for by cutting off old branches so that new branches can grow. And at harvest time, the grapes have to be picked. So the farmer needed lots of help in his vineyard. The farmer had two sons. He asked one of his sons to go and work in the vineyard. "Son, go today and work in my vineyard." His son had other things on his mind. Perhaps he wanted to go and see his friends. Perhaps there were games he wanted to play. So he said, "No, I will not go." Was this a good thing to say? How do you think his dad felt? How sad he must have been to have such an unhelpful son. The son walked away. But as he walked, he began to feel sorry. He'd been rude and unkind, and he really loved his dad. "Dad's so good to me. I wish I hadn't been so disobedient," he thought. "I really love my dad. I must put it right." So he turned around, went to the vineyard, and started to work. Now the father didn't know the first son was doing the work, so he went to see the second son and asked him the same thing. "Son, go and work today in my vineyard." What will this son say? This son said, "Yes, Dad, I'll go and work for you." That was the right thing to say, wasn't it? How do you think his father felt? He was pleased that someone was going to do the work. Well, I wonder if you can guess what happened next. As he walked away, the son thought, "That's pleased Dad, but I'm not going to do the work. I've got friends to meet, things to do." And he went off, and he didn't go to the vineyard at all, and he didn't do the work. He had said the right thing, but he didn't do it. And Jesus asked the people a question at the end of this story. Which of the two sons obeyed his father? Which one do you think it was? The first son said no, but afterwards he was sorry and did what his father wanted. Jesus said that people who listen and obey him are like that son. They might not do what God wants at first, because we're all sinners and do wrong things. But then they are really sorry. They say sorry to God and do what God wants them to do. But what about the second son? He sounded good, didn't he? He said he would work, but he didn't. He was disobedient. Jesus was saying that people who only pretend to listen to Jesus but don't really do what he says are like the second son. They might sound good, but really they are disobedient to God. The father in the parable is like God. God wants people to love him and to show their love for him by being sorry for the wrong things they do. And then to show how much we love him by living to please him. If we really love God, if we really love Jesus, we will want to live to please him by being kind, by helping people, by listening when we hear the Bible read to us or when we read it ourselves and learning about God. Jesus wants us to be really sorry for the wrong things we do. He wants us to tell him we are sorry and to ask him to forgive us. And if we do this, he will. If we love Jesus, we will want to do what he says, to obey him. And then we will be like the first son. Let's ask Jesus now to help us to love and trust him and to do what he says. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you taught us in parables. We thank you that we can listen to them just like those people did long ago. Help us to listen and learn and love you, and help us to obey you. Help us to show our love by doing what pleases you. Amen.